Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith.
Praise and belief.
And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
Oh yeah, it's the third week of the month, and your host for the night is the mighty man of God, Pastor Dwayne Collins, man of God.
Welcome. What's up? Just wanted to get excited, because if you listen to this, that means you still alive. You still got hope. You still got promises. You still got a will. You still got a way. You still got a mind. You still got a heart. You still got a thought. Matter of fact, you still got feelings in your body. If you are listening to this broadcast, that means God still have a word for you. He still have a job for you. And you still employed in the kingdom of God. Welcome. What's up there, man of God? What's going on in California?
Oh man, you know
praise
we doing
and
it.
We're doing it,
my brother. We keeping the movement going. We keeping the movement going, and is steadily doing the work of the ministry. My brother, how are you this evening?
I can't complain. I'm still living. Still got life. When life brings joy, when joy brings happiness. So I can't complain. God's still in control. I'm still in his hand, and I'm still in his will. So, you know, whatever God desires you to do in this season, I'm happy about it, you know. And that's my final word, and I'm going to stick to it.
Amen. Yes. Just keep doing something never done before.
That's it. I want to share something with you.
Well, bless us, man. Bless us, my brother. It's yours.
I'm a blessing. I want to come and share something with the viewers. All year, I preached on this message. And I was telling my partner, my co-partner in the ministry with me, Prophetess Will, and I had preached this message coming from out the 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It goes along what I was just saying. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who has received us to himself by Jesus Christ. He gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. And I just want to talk on that, because today I was, you know, I go to work, you know, I get up every morning, you know, I tell the wife, I say, hey, you know, I'm on my way out the door. She somehow meet me sometimes before I end up going out the door, and we say our goodbyes, you know, because you never want to walk away and don't say goodbye, because, you know, you never know that may be the last time you get a chance to say goodbye to somebody. So we practice that every morning, you know, because we both go to do two different places. You know, we work two different hour shifts. You know, I work a certain hour and she work a certain hour. I don't have that father go, but she have father go. And so we kind of like keep each other's in mind, you know, to where, you know, like I say, you never know when the Lord will call us one home, but we want to make sure that we always be mindful of one another. Amen. And that's where we at. You know, God has been download some stuff in my heart. You know, I've been in the ministry now for going on about 15 years. I've been in the ministry going on about 15 years, and God's still working on me, you know, because there's some things that I have to, you know, detox from. There's some stuff that have to be released from out of me because, you know, he said that we don't work in the flesh. We work in the spirit. You know, we spirit minded. You know, we knowing that we're on earth, we're not earthly minded. We spiritual beings. We're not earthly beings. We're earthly beings, but we're spiritual beings. So we work in the spirit. Everything that we do it in the spirit. Why? Because we have to work in the spirit. Our faith, our flesh can't do what the spirit can do. Basically what I'm trying to get to this point. And so God's just been, you know, talking and I've been listening. You know, sometimes, you know, he say things you don't want to hear because it comes directly to you. But at the same time, you're saying, thank you, Lord, because I need to repent from that. I need to change from that because you're working on me. You know, you're working on some things in my life and you need me to change some things in my life and so that I don't go back. And so with that, I'm grateful that he's able to can show me my issues. Why? Because he don't want no one to go to hell. I don't care what nobody says. He don't want no one to go to hell. And we kind of put our trust in man. We trying to put our trust in things that is not going to go with us. You know, you're not going to never see a Brent's truck follow a hearse. You're not going to never see your mortgage follow a hearse. You're not going to never see your kids. Your kids will follow a hearse to the cemetery. Once you buried down there, ain't nobody going down there with you. You going by yourself. So the things of the world is not going to go with you. You know, you can't pay, you can't take all the money with you and go to heaven and pay your way to get in heaven. You can't pay to get in heaven. No, you can't pay. It's a spiritual. You have to believe spiritual that you, because you say absence from the body is be present with the Lord. So it's spiritual. It's not physical. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. So all these worldly things ain't going to be able to go with you. You know, you're not going to be able to convince God to make you come back. You're not going to be able to convince God not to let you go to hell. No, you ain't going to be able to convince that. Why? Because he gives you opportunities. He gives you opportunities to change. He gives you opportunities to put your mind in his mind. He gives you an opportunity to get yourself straight. He gives you an opportunity to get you to get right with him. Why? Because he gives you a chance. He gives everyone else a chance. If you wake up every morning on this side of the world, on this side of the mountain, that means God's still giving you a chance. And I was just talking about that. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. And that sticks with me because, you know, we're creatures. He didn't say animal. He didn't say cat. He didn't say dog. He didn't say monkey. He didn't say giraffe. He didn't say turtle. He didn't say no animals. He said a creature. We are creatures in Christ. What I mean, we born, you know, when you creature, it's a spiritual thing. It's spiritual. It's not physical. It's spiritual because he named us that name. He gave us that name. We become creatures. He didn't say no aliens, anything like that. He said, therefore, if any man, so man means a human. It doesn't mean a giraffe. It doesn't mean a hippopotamus. It doesn't mean a gorilla. It doesn't mean a monkey. It doesn't mean a fish. It said that any man be in Christ. And so mankind is woman and man because, you know, if you go to you go back to Genesis, Adam said he called his wife woman, you know, so she became the opposite of a man. Why? Because she was born out of his rib. He took her from out of his rib. So we all become creatures. And that's what the Bible talks about from the very first beginning. God put creatures on the earth. He put creatures on the earth to have subdued and have power and dominion. He gave the human to have the power. He gave humans to have dominion. He didn't give the angels dominion. He didn't give them power. He didn't give them salvation. He didn't give them hope. He didn't give them promise. He didn't give them, some of them don't, I'm not trying to say this wrong, but I don't think he gave them feelings because they don't have feelings to cry. They don't have feelings to love. They don't have feelings to understand. You know, they was created. They was created individually. So that's why I'm so grateful about what when he gave me that. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. And so it brings me to my point where I'm trying to get at. You know, and I want to give it to you like he was giving it to me. Okay. I want to give it to you like he was giving it to me. And it popped up in my head. I'm going back to the Old Testament. I'm going back to Songs, the very first chapter. And I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read one. I'm not going to read two. I'm not going to read three. I'm just going to read this very first chapter. And I just want to, the very first verse, and I just want to talk on this verse. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodliness, neither standing in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodliness, nor standing in the way of sinners. Blessed. Man, we are blessed. We are tremendously blessed. We so blessed, we don't know how blessed we is. We so gifted, we don't know how gifted we is. We so got so much dominion, we don't know how much dominion we got. Why? Because the God of our love and the God of our salvation, he's in us. He's in us. He said we become one. We become one with the Father. We become one with the Holy Ghost. We become one with the Creator. We become one with the one that have all power, dunamis, the one can speak to the wind and the wind be still. The one can speak to the wave and the wave stop. The one can speak to sickness and sickness got to bow down. You know, he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee and every tongue going to confess that he is Lord. That's the kind of power we have. We have that kind of power. Why? Because it's a faith power. The book of Hebrews talk about faith. It's faith power. We have faith. And only how to act this, to activate this thing, we got to activate it in faith. We can't activate it in flesh. Flesh can't tell spirit what to do. Flesh don't have no idea what to tell the spirit. That's why you got to pray in the spirit. That's why you got to walk in the spirit. That's why you got to believe in the spirit. Why? Because he said you bind things in the spirit. You, whatever you bind in the spirit, that's what you binding. You binding things in the spirit. And it dawned on me. It dawned on me that lately I've been crying, and I've been crying out to the Lord, is that I don't want to go back to the same person I used to be. I'm doing better now. My walk in Christ should be better than what it seems to be. My walk in Christ should be greater than it is today. Why? Because principles. It was principles taught to me. It was principles taught to me all through the Bible. The Bible is principles, and it teaches you how to dwell. It teaches you how to pray. It teaches you how to fast. It teaches you how to stand for it. It teaches you how to stand for it. You know, and if you get farther into it, that verse, if you get farther into it, it said, you know, you planted by the rivers. You planted, and you know, you won't be weary. You won't be. And so this is an opportunity for us to really grab hold, because we were blessed, man. We are really blessed. We are so fortunate. We blessed. Why? Because we have came from a mighty long way. We have came from situations that could no one come out of the situation that we was in, but God. We was in situations, man, that if God wasn't had his hand on us, a lot of us would have died. A lot of us would have got caught up in all kind of manners of life. A lot of us would still be in prison. A lot of us would just still be codependent and all this kind of, you know, nonsense. All of us would still be shacked up with the devil. All of us would be still caught up in a countering mind. But God, man, God is able to keep us. God is able to strengthen us. God is able to give us meat. God is able to give us water. God is able to give us bread. God is able to give us manna. Why? Because he loves us. And as I wake up every day, I get to see this, man. I get to see this. I get to see my past, and I get to see my future. I get to see my past because God said, old things have passed away. The old things have passed away. My old life, that old life that I used to have thinking, the old life that always trying to calm and manipulate, the old ways of trying to see where I can get a buck from, who I can manipulate. That's the old man. How can I hustle? How can I do this? Now, what I have to do now, I got to do things in the spirit. I have to work in the spirit. I can't work carnally. I can't work. I heard a word today. He says that on this earth, I can go buy food with cash. But if I'm going to purchase something in heaven, I got to purchase it with faith. I can't use money to purchase anything in heaven. I have to use faith. Faith come by prayer. Prayer come by fasting. Fasting come by the word. And so I'm biting on this word all this year. I'm biting on all this word all this year because it's a meat in that, you know, and it gives us an opportunity to know where we at, man. We in a current situation that we got power, man. We got power. We got power to gain wealth. We got power to heal. We got power to deliver. We got power to speak. We can speak over nations. We can speak over nations. We just don't know how much power we got. We got this thing, and how we got it in the spirit. Because everything works in the spirit. It doesn't work in the flesh. It doesn't work in the flesh. It works in the spirit. And we are part of a kingdom. We are part of a kingdom system. We're not part of this world system. We are part of a kingdom system. And his kingdom was already set up. His kingdom was already set up to where we can work the kingdom. Why? Because we are kingdom mind peoples. We are kingdom. We are stewards. We are royalty. It's a lot of meat in this word that gives us ideas of who we are. We're not just no ordinary Joe. Because if we wasn't just an ordinary Joe, then God would, you know, I don't think God would have so much love for us. But we're not just ordinary. It's something about us that God loves. It's something about us that God is trying to get us to really come to the forefront. Why? Because he gave dominion way back in the garden. You don't hear nowhere in history where anybody else had dominion. The dominion you hear back when God gave man dominion. He gave man dominion. And by giving man dominion, we need to go back. We need to go back to our inheritance. We are wealthy folks. We are royalty peoples. And like I say, I thank God for every morning that it wakes me up. But it bothers my spirit. It bothers my spirit to not know we Christian, we kingdom-minded, and we acting like sissies. We run around and acting like little punks. We run around like spoiled kids. We run around and talking about we don't know what to do. Here is that we accepted God, whatever he did in the system, we accepted it. But now we run around and with our thumbs in our mouth and we complaining. We looking for man. We looking for man to do this. We worrying about what Donald Trump going to do for the black folks. Man, why are y'all worried? Why are we worrying about a man? He said don't put your trust in no man. But we worrying about the world system. When we Christian, we supposed to worry about the worldly system. We in this world, but we're not of this world. It makes me upset. It gets me upset to a point to where I'm saying to myself, God says that all power and authority has been given unto us. He gave us power to get wealth. He gave us power to speak wealth. He gave us power to lay hands on the sick. He gave us power to pull whoever we want to put in the office. That's the kind of power we have. But we don't understand the power. Why? Because we're not dwelling. We're not staying in the word of God. I have never in my entire life seen or heard the way we acting. We acting like God is not in control. We acting like God is not on the throne. We acting like God don't have no power. We acting like God don't hear us. We acting like God is not with us. God is still with us. We just have to stand firm on the word of God. He said heaven and earth would pass before his word passed. But yet we still wondering, well, what are we going to do? Donald Trump going to do this. Donald Trump can't do nothing with God. Remember, God said the king's heart is in his hand. You know, if we go back to the time when Moses was going back and telling the king, God made him the way he was. God could have had him repented and turned around and gave. But every time that he decided he wanted to give Moses to let the children of Israel free, here he come with something else. Why? Because God has the heart of the kings in his hand. And we got to understand that. We got to understand that. Why we got to understand that? Because we in the days now, which is, these are the last days. These are the last days. These are times that you need to know your word. These are times where you need to get down on your feet. These are the times when you need to seek the Lord, seek him with your whole heart. These are the times.
Amen, amen. I think we lost Pastor Dwayne for a second. We're going to play a praise song until we get him back on here. God bless you guys. Yes, we need the word. We need to stay in his presence right now. I don't get worried anymore. I don't get discouraged anymore because I know what the calling of God is on all of our lives, that there's going to be obstacles and circumstances. I don't get upset anymore. I just do more praying and more relying on the word of God, as the man of God has shared this evening. Man up. Yes, man up, not whining. Man up, not complaining. Man up and do what God has called us to do. Pastor Dwayne, I need you to hang up, call back in. Something is a difficulty on your end there, and we'll bring you back in. Listen to this song by Brian Courtney, Almighty God.
Grace and truth, so we worship you, Almighty God. You are a Redeemer, you redeem the one source of our strength. We
Amen.
Worship you.
Pastor Dwayne Collins.
Praise the Lord. The devil is a lie. He's not getting no dominion. He's a liar and a loser. He don't have no control over the airways or none of that. We got control. Why? Because God said we have control on earth and on heaven. Whatever we bind on earth, we can bind it in heaven. Whatever we bind in heaven, we can bind on earth. So the devil is a lie. And as I was saying, that we need to get ourselves back into the fold. We need to get back into what God has called us to do. God has called us to do a great work. How we can do a great work? Because he's in us. He's in us for us to do greatness. He's in us that we can be able to do things that we have never thought we can do. Man, we can do so much together. We can do so much that the enemy want us to be. He want us to be segregated. He want us to be set apart. He don't want us to be together. His goal is for us not to compass nothing that the Lord has compassed. But that's why I'm so grateful when I told the Lord I'd bite on his word all year. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, we are new creatures in Christ. That was folks that got saved before I got saved. That was folks that got saved before other folks got saved. That was folks that got saved before other folks got saved. Why? Because this thing been going on for centuries. It's been going on for centuries. And what we need to do, we need to come back together. We need to come back together and start working the work that he gave us. We need to come back together and start putting things in understanding. As I was saying, the man passed away the other day, and everybody worrying about this or worrying about that, but the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. His spirit still, and his ways are still, his minds are still. Why? Because he started a ministry. And I'm praying for that. I'm praying for that ministry. I'm praying that they would grab hold to the teachings, that they would stand firm in the word of God, that they would stand firm in the word of God. Let the word of God work. Let the word of God prevail. Let the word of God push. Let the word of God exalt. Let the word of God build. That's what I'm praying for. That's what we need to get back into. And as I was saying, that's what he's doing to us, man. Because anytime we wake up on this side of the land, anytime we wake up with our right mind, with all our teeth, with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands, our legs, our feet, with our feelings, on this side of town, we still have an opportunity. We still have an opportunity to go outside the walls. We still have an opportunity to spread the gospel. We still have an opportunity to bring someone to Christ, not bring them to us. That's the problem nowadays. Everybody want to be lifted up. Everybody want to say they did this. We need to get self out of the equation and bring peoples back to Christ. Christ did it. That's why the Bible says that he was manifest. That's why the Bible said that God got tired of the high priests. God got tired of the not be able to take away. So God manifested himself. God came into a virgin. God came into his own likeness. Why? That we can have a savior forever, that we can have a true savior, not a savior that got to go behind a veil every year. No, we don't need to go through behind the veil every year. We can able to touch, we able to understand, we able to feel, we able to be a part of it. That's why I said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, man, we are new, man. We are new. We are new. We're not old. We are new. We are new. We are so new, we just don't get it. And if we just get to the Bible.
I got it. Wait a minute. I got it. I'm new. But where are you new at? That's my question. I keep hearing, you know, we're calling everybody out on this, but aren't we new now?
Yeah, we new now. We new in the spirit. We're not new in the flesh.
Change my mind. I can be new.
That's it. Let this mind that be in Christ also be in you. Which is the mind. We have to change our process. We got to change our thinking pattern. We got to change the way we think, the way we act, the way we talk. We got to change that. We got to go back to the basis. We got to go back to the spirit. We got to go back to Abba.
Oh, man. Oh, I like the way you say that because, you know, but we keep sounding this, but we still sound the same. Yeah, we need
we
a new talk. We need a new, but we still are sounding the same, and we're not changing our communication and the way that we're drawing other people in. I know what you're saying because there's a lot of messages that draw that we're lifting ourselves up and people are lifting themselves up and situations are lifting themselves up and nobody's drawing. Nobody's coming. We're still lacking in agreement because I know as brothers, we have a hard time working together. I know we're connected. You're in Wisconsin. I'm in California. We have James on board. We have Minister Rodriguez on board tonight. I see we're around. We're centrally located in the United States. We're working together, but our numbers are still small. What are we going to do in this movement in this new season that's going to reach more brothers and get more people involved?
And this is how we got to do that. We got to do it with brother we love. I see the Lord was given something that it said we got to do something new, right? I feel that every time that you do this broadcast, I'm saying that can we go live? Can you go live on Facebook with this? Like you know,
I can go live on Facebook with it. But see, yes, I could definitely do a live broadcast whenever I've done several that when I've done a in studio live, but you would have to go live, but then people would have to watch it, and people won't watch it and listen to it too. So it's kind of a break, you know. It's what you're trying to reach. But yeah, but, anytime a live video can be done, I don't do mine in coordinates with the broadcast because we're trying to reach people that don't have it, that don't have internet. That are still able to call numbers and get and they have internet, but they can hit the link, and it's more more easy for us to do that. But yes, we need a broader spectrum of this Man Up the Movement. Not a live video, but maybe a once a month conference call. As I've shared, the network has that capability to do conference calls, one number access, no access number, just a one call in number. Anytime. So maybe what are we going to do in this season of us being the anyones? We're going to take the if out the equation here tonight on Man of the Movement. If is gone, we are the anyone crowd. That means we are in Christ Jesus declaring that I am a new creation and declaring that old things are passed away, no longer not just clicheing the scripture, but I am declaring that the old is passed away. And behold, right now, all things become new again. But how are we going to be more alike in communication? This is it has to grow beyond just this 1 hour, 2 hour broadcast for us men. I know there are right now, I normally don't look at the board, Pastor, but I'm looking now, and there's at least 20 men on this broadcast tonight that I know are different than we were 3 years ago when we started Man Up the Movement. But the number should be it's not just 13 states, but 50 states.
50 states. And what we have to do, Apostle, what we have to do is that we have to deny ourselves. We got to deny ourselves. We got to get out of this equation. It's all about me. We got to get rid of the tough.
The meat, the eyes. Yeah.
The eyes. We got to get rid of it. God said we have to submit ourselves. See, submission comes into a point where, you know, don't nobody want to be submissive. You know, and then, you know, when we try to put that in perspective to the brothers, then the brothers, they somehow, they take this submissive like they a punk or something. God's not talking about that kind of way of being submitted. We have to submit to each other. By submitting to each other, God's will can work. God's will cannot work when there's confusion in the camp. God is not an option of confusion.
I'm glad you said that again, that word punk. I am a punk. I'm a punk for Jesus. And so even the words, now watch this, but watch this. When we change that communication, that even the word punk doesn't mean that I'm weak. It means I'm for Jesus or whatever stones are, you know what they say, sticks and stones will break your bones, or words will never hurt you. Words will tear you up.
Yes, it will.
When you know the spiritual meaning of it, words will tear you up. But when you know how to use words, not in a letter form, but in a spiritual form, you can draw life from it and understand that no matter what name, no matter what category people want to put me in, here I stand to be weak, to be a punk, to be whatever I need to be for Jesus Christ, so you can see the love still in me. You mentioned this too, and I'm not, and really, everybody knows, I'm not about what has been done, because that was yesterday. Even with the mighty man of God, and you mentioned, I'm not afraid to mention his name, Bishop Eddie Long. I'm definitely not, because he, in this moment right now, is in the presence of the Lord. I don't care what I've done, you've done, or anything. It didn't say that judgment comes when you die. It says that you are now separated from flesh to spiritual to be in the presence of the Lord. Judgment comes. We'll all be standing left to right, right to left, saying we made it together, or I should have listened to what you said because you got it right. But in that and all of that, we have to still address everything. Well, let me go to me. I have to address everything, Pastor, that with love. All the rumors.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't there. I can't go by somebody what somebody else is saying. And even though there's proof and there's been buyouts, payouts, and all that, that's still not my business. Here's my business as a man of God towards another man of God. I pray that he had that last moment. If it was anything, because see, sin is sin. We got to keep remembering this. That we always want to point finger and say, well, that's worse than my sin, or that stinks worse than my sin is sin. My prayer is,
sir,
in that moment, there was an opportunity to be forgiven for any sin that's not pleasing to God, that now he's in a different plateau of spirituality. That I could be in a different plateau of spirituality to know I made it. I was prepared, my brothers. We have to be more, and you've been telling us this tonight, we have to be more prepared. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. At that moment, when I believe in him, I have to start my journey of being prepared for that place.
Yes, sir.
And that means that we have to, even the other entities of this world that are saying it's okay to do this, even the other entities that are living lifestyles that are not in accordance to the lifestyle of what I believe, watch this, even though they're still gang killings and robbings and murders and all those things going on, you know what? I still must be in a place to say, no matter what they're doing, that I was just like them. So I have to love people even in the midst of their wrongs and their wrongdoings and their wrong lifestyles and everything else. But here's the point of us brothers. We have to stand together. We talked about this the other day, yesterday. Are we standing together to say, no, we're not going to pass no judgment. We're going to stand together. If it's not the word of God, that's wrong. You can answer that question yourself. That's our standard. The word is the basis of what we walk, talk, and live by. So if it's not according to the word, you're wrong. That's the wages of sin is death. But hey, you have an opportunity to come on over here and be forgiven of your sins and be part of this anyone crowd that says if anyone is what? In. You got to take a step in by giving yourself away, saying, I desire to follow you in. So I deny myself any wants, any needs, any desires, anything that is of me must die, because I know if I desire to follow him, I must die. So now I can follow him because it's not my road, not my path, but the path of God that has already been ordered by following. But are we following together? Because I'm going left, you going right. Are we all going in the same direction? I know we say hallelujah and we come here on Tuesday nights and we high five, but are we really making ground, making progress? Are we really being effective? Now, I know some of us have ministries that we are, but I'm talking about this oneness thing of the movement, not Pastor E, the Now Network, P2P Ministries, Pastor Dwayne, or anyone else, but the movement of men saying we're going to work together. Look, we're working with the ladies on Thursday nights, but men, we're still not working together because it's an invite to get men to come out. You got to be on program to get a man to come on the show. Their picture got to be on the flyer to come and fellowship with another brother. See, those are the things we have to change.
Yeah.
And so I'm fired up. When you start preaching that word, you get me on fire. I got to come up in here because now we can really expound on it and get other brothers involved, because that's what Man Up the Movement is about. It's not just listening to us. Let's talk together. Got to do better. I will do better now.
Better now. And that's now.
Don't get me started.
And that's the part of by becoming. See, you said something there, and the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost worked together, bro. It never worked the opposite. It always worked together. Why? Because we work to edify the body of Christ, and the Holy Ghost, you know, worked together with that. Because you said something. You said love, and that's the part of being a new creature in Christ. Why? Because God shows you things. See, you don't criticize the brother. You able to look beyond his fault. Why? Because you know that's a spirit. You know that's not him doing it. You know that's a spirit. So we can show love. You can't show love unless you know love. You can't show love unless you know that God gotta show you love, because he said that you will know that you mine because you show love. Love is the key point of everything. And only how to get love, you have to be new. You can't teach love to somebody that don't know love. So you got to teach love. Why? Because they're willing to accept. By accepting it, they become new. And they work that thing. Christ loved us. We got to be like Christ. Christ died on a cross. He didn't care. He didn't complain. He didn't worry. God set a point. He set up he set up points. Put it this way, he set up points and ways that we can work. We can work this thing because God didn't come judge. God came to fulfill. God came to bring love, to bring back understanding. And how to do that when we go out, we got to, you know, Paul says the best. Paul says, you know, I was just reading that. He said, I didn't come to you with excellence of speech. No, I'm not going to come to you intelligent. I'm not going to come to you like I got master's degrees and exotic degrees and this and that. No, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you on your level. I'm coming to you not to say I'm all greater than you. That's the problem. We got to get out of that equation. When we come to our brothers, We got to come to our brothers with love. Yeah, man, I know you're in that situation. I know you shacked up. I know you living that kind of life. I know you still doing this and you still doing that. I'm not looking at what you're doing. I know that's a spirit. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show you love. See, love and compassion. Mm-hmm. You have to love on some brothers, man. You have to, you even though they stink, you still got to hug them. Even though they look bad, you still got to cry for them. Even though that their life is messed up, you still got to reach out to them. You got to reach out to them. You got to reach out to them with the love of Christ. I don't care if you sleep on the streets. If I got a spot in my place knowing that it's not going to hurt nobody, come on, my brother. If you need a pair of shoes and I know I got four or five up in there and I really don't wear them, I can give that brother that. That's what we got to do. We got to quit coming to these brothers, man, acting like, you know, we so holy denied. You know, we looking all good, we smelling good, and then this brother here, he don't even got a plate to take a shower.
Hey, but aren't we, that goes to the point of manning up is first of all is me
yes.
getting my life together. So when
yes,
we
sir.
Join, we're just alike.
Yes,
when
sir.
I see a brother in a situation and I love the dress, oh people know me, oh I love it, but I go to the deepest part of the hood because. It's not who I am today.
Oh,
it's what I was then that I remember I needed somebody with a helping hand reaching out saying, I'm not going to leave you here. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm not just going to do a outreach and take some pictures. I'm coming back, and I'm going to be here to share the word. I'm going to do a Bible study in the hood. I'm going to do the things that God has called me to do because love comes from God. You said that right there in 1 John 4:8. It says, He that loveth not knoweth not God in the King James. God is love. If you don't know
love.
God, you don't know love. And if you're trying to love without God in the equation, I'm so grateful for 52 weeks of love on Fridays. Is because you got to know how God loved you first.
Come on.
We've been experiencing worldly love all our lives. I love my mama.
Oh,
I love my daddy. Ooh, I love her. 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 I love. See, I'm not throwing no women in here because this man up. Ooh, I love her. But I loved her because of how she smelled, how she looked, how she sound, how she felt, and what she did. And those areas is what I only know how to love. Us as brothers have to get away from anything that even resembles our definition of love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God is love, which is pure.
God is love. Yep.
Means he loves you first. And don't you know, and I'm not talking to you, Pastor, but don't we know that every time Jesus looked at people, he knew the sacrifice of love, that he didn't see the person, he saw the spirit in them that he was dying for.
That's it.
Here's another point of if you believe in the things that he did, you'll do also. You got to see somebody even in the midst of death, even in the midst of pain, even when they're doing better than you, when you thought it was your name should have been first, you still have to love.
Still got to love. Still got to love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll make
and,
the first last and the last first, but you got to love first.
Got to love first. Got to love first. And I say this in all honesty, you know, Pastor E, because you know, like I say, I wasn't a PK kid. I didn't grow up in the church. You know, a guy said something to me the other day
that didn't make this. Before you, can we just clarify that before you go any further? I'm not trying to cut you off. A PK kid was that didn't mean nothing. That probably put you a bigger bullseye on your head than anything. So all of us brothers, whether you were or were you not, we still the same.
We're still the same.
I can tell you some stories about the PK kid. I think I'm gonna write a book, PK kid. Uh-oh, I didn't say that out loud. Somebody else gonna write it first.
And the brother told me at my job, you know, he told me at my job, and I was like, you know, I asked him a question, and he said that, gambling is a law. And I said, I didn't know that until up to 15 years. I didn't know murder, blaspheming. I didn't know adultery. I didn't know fornicate. I didn't know none of that. I didn't know that exists in the Bible. But as I open up the Word of God, and that's what we have to do. We have to take time out with our brothers. Do a Bible study with them. You know, walk them through the Scripture. Don't act like we got it. We intelligent in them. You know, make it simple. He said, make it plain to what a 2-year-old can understand.
And that means we talk each other through the Scriptures.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
If I talk you through, you can talk me through.
That's it. That's it. And I think something that really grabbed my heart, man, to where I see today, even though that Bishop Eddie Long gone, but New Birth, they still loving on him. They you know, they still holding, you know, they still saying that he was this and he was that. They still have respect. Those, you know, because they look past his fault. They not worrying about they. Only God got a heaven and hell to put someone in. But what
That's so important. That is so important. But guess what? That's beyond our interest at this point, because we have to lift up as brothers right now that another brother made it, and we don't want to even give a substance
For the devil
yesterday.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm so grateful, and I understand hashtag that we'll do better. We're now.
We're doing better now.
We're doing better things now, and we're learning how to do better things now. Why? Because we are willing to do. We're willing to change just to see better. We're willing to give up just to see better. We're willing to go back to repentance to do better. Why? Because now is an opportunity. We're not worried about yesterday.
Repentance. When I stay in repentance. When, forgive me, Lord, anything not according to you. When anything that is not pleasing to you, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Don't even let me meet people that's not in line with you. Don't even in places no more. I don't hang out in them places no more. I don't even allow those people around me anymore. Oh my God. Come on. I need the other brothers to come on, dial one, get up in the broadcast. I see you, Minister Larigas. I'm gonna bring you in first. But anybody else that I know, I'm gonna probably throw you under the bus, so get ready. Minister Larigas, welcome to Man Up the Movement this evening. We standing. We are doing better now. But come on, share with us tonight, man. What's on your heart, my brother?
Well, it must have been, actually, he was talking about bringing other brothers in. I got another brother on three-way, so I guess he pressed one.
Hey!
Chris.
Hey.
How are y'all?
I guess that's
man, we blessed, man. We happy to connect with you.
Yes, sir.
Man, talking about sharing with other brothers and what we need to do and how we need to do it, man, and I know I can't speak for nobody else, but I speak for myself, man. God's been dealing with me with this in my heart and my spirit, man, like to a point where it's overwhelming, like it completely consumes me. Man, prayer and this word of God, this truth, we got people out here that are preaching to these people and telling these people how to do things and how to live their lives, man, but they're not telling them this word. Man, this word alone this word alone points people to God. This word alone is a breathing, living creature. This word alone is love. This word is Jesus.
Ooh, somebody trying to preach tonight. Come on now.
This word is Jesus. And I was going to give my testimony a couple weeks ago, and I didn't, man, because my testimony, man, the testimony they need to know about is Jesus. They need to know about what Jesus did on that cross, what Jesus did that day when he gave his life, when they tried their best to kill him, but they couldn't do it. Not until he said, this is done. They sat on his face. They beat him. They stripped his clothes off. They shot dice at his feet.
Oh, my God. Man,
they shot dice at his feet. But we got people out here saying and preaching their opinions. Man, and God told me when I was going to give my testimony, he said, Chris, you're going to send these people to hell. They're going to follow you to hell. He said, you better show them who I am. You better show them what I done for you on that cross that day. You better show
when?
That day on the cross.
Now.
And that day is now.
Day
if you desire to
now.
Follow me, and I'm talking in a third person, if you desire to follow me, he says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and let's go. Follow me. Brother Chris, come on back in, man. We're communicating in there. You probably need to get off three-way and call on your own phone so we can get you lined up and have Minister Lariga sharing it at the same time. But wow, that's all I can say is wow. I don't know if I picked that up from I Am Justified and Two Crunk. That's their biggest word now.
Like,
wow.
We agree. Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of despair, for the Lord has planted them like strong and graceful oaks for his own glory." Man, we're out here, man, the world needs to know that, man, there's hope. And there's hope alone in Jesus, and only hope in Jesus. And that's the only hope. Jesus is the only way we're going to climb out of this world into heaven. He's the only way. And that's what the world needs to know. The world needs to know that when you get caught up in this world, man, when you fall on your face, that there's one name you can cry that will pick you back up. And that's the name of Jesus.
The only way.
The only way.
Oh, Jesus.
The only way.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
And you know, that's what's so dynamic about Jesus. Even when you're in a situation that's messed up and it's all your fault, Jesus can deliver you. All you got to say is, "I am the anyone.
I am. Mm-hmm.
I am the anyone that is in Christ Jesus." Oh, my God. Because when I get in Christ Jesus, I want to pull you in too. I can't leave you alone. And we believe here that no one will be left behind. We are growing a movement of like-minded believers that's going to reach all areas.
Not just did he save us. He said, "No, save." He said, "I'm going to save you." He said, "And I'm going to deliver you, and I'm going to set you free."
That's it. That's it. That's it.
And I struggled for 29. I struggled for 29 years. I seeked, you know, and I looked and I searched, man, but I didn't know what I was looking for. I didn't know what I was searching for. I didn't know who I wanted. I didn't hear it. Or I heard it, but I didn't see it.
If you was like me, I knew what I was running from.
Yeah, I remember.
All those calls, all those prophetic words over my life. People that never knew me say, "There's something about you." I used to run from that. Let me do opposite. Whatever they said I look like I should be doing, let me do opposite. Is anybody out there like me tonight?
My God, my God, my God, my God. Help me out, Lord. Help me out, Lord.
I'm talking about a young kid could sing like nobody in the whole church. When they said sing, I ran from it. Played the drums like nobody ever before. I ran from it. But today, I draw to it. And that's our encouragement for each and every one. Minister Lariga, you know, we want to bring you on next month for Man of the Movement. I want to get Minister Chris, whoever, I don't even know Chris yet, but we want to get Chris involved on Man of the Movement. Let's grow this thing. Come on. There's a time that we can all have a broadcast, that we can all come up with a subject that's about reaching. Watch this. Not the lost and unsaved reaching home, that now we can make a difference at home. There's a lot of people still in church, especially brothers. There's a lot of brothers still in church that's not manning up. They're still playing church. It's time to stop playing church. Let's get church together, that we can now go out to the lost and unsaved, that we're in agreement that the same word is being taught. The word of God, not the word of Pastor E, not the word of Pastor Dwayne, not the word of Minister Chris, Minister Lariga, or anyone else, but the word of God, that we're all preaching the same word. That's what standing on the promise of God is that we stand on the same thing.
My God. Well,
I think the one church is standing. Go ahead, Pastor Dwayne.
If I can just draw your attention to Matthew, the seventh chapter, verses 21, 22, and 23. I'm just going to read it. Now, not
Wait. You got some people scrolling through the Bible trying to get there. Okay. Give it to them about three times. Matthew 7.
All right, Matthew 7, verses 21, 22, and 23. Chris, right? That's your name, brother? Chris?
Yes, sir.
All right, Matthew 7, 21, 22, and 23.
I'm there.
All right, we there?
I'm there, too.
Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, should enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in these days, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name has cast out demons, and in thy name did many works, many wonderful works. And then when I prophesied unto thee, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work of iniquity. Depart from me, that I never knew you. I never knew you. We got folks, just like you said, my man of God, you got folks out there saying this and saying this and saying this and saying that, but God's saying he never knew them. That's why the word is not really working. That's why we got brothers straying away from the doctrine. That's why we got brothers don't want to come together. Why? Because they're giving a fake petition of the gospel. Give them the real gospel. He said that because they lay hands, that's the word. God said that if anything that you do in Jesus' name, you can heal in Jesus' name. You don't even have to have a relationship with Jesus. You can just say Jesus in Jesus' name, they're gonna be healed. But you gotta have
Hold up. I gotta stop you there. Oh my God.
Come on.
Because you know the Bible does say some folks came up in Jesus' name and they say, well, I know Paul. I know Jesus, but I don't know you.
Uh-huh.
It's about the relationship.
Depart from me, the work of iniquity. Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. A lot of we are to today's society that you got folks. What I'm saying, man of God, you got folks that will promote the name of Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. Yeah, because the Bible says every knee and every tongue gonna confess.
Yes, you can.
At the
yes,
name
you can.
Of
Come
Jesus,
on in, Mr. Rodriguez.
Come on.
I want to give a word of encouragement.
Now, is this who's this? Is this Chris
this
or
Larigas?
Okay,
this is Larigas.
So.
Yes, sir. I want to give a word of encouragement to all my brothers and sisters on the line. As the brother, you know, started off to be with the mind of Christ, and remember, for those that have a problem with the word or even with the fact of being a punk or sissy or soft, however they put it, I want you to consider our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
He came in the form of a servant. We're talking about the Godhead. He gave up glory. And before he was even crucified or before, you know, it began at the end of the supper, he took and he washed his disciples' feet.
Mm.
He said, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to be a servant.
But to be a servant.
And I want us all to consider that and
help
really
us. No, we gonna,
ponder
we're gonna
on
receive
that.
This. And we're not gonna consider it.
Yes, Lord.
We're gonna receive this.
Yes. Yeah. So I encourage you all to remember this is what our master did. You know what I mean? He walked as a servant.
Mm. Humble himself.
You.
My God.
There you go.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Jesus. If the world is looking for a hope, if they're looking for a how to walk and they're looking for victory, then they should
looking
see it
for
in
consistency.
Us. As the brother has said from the beginning, they should see it in our walk. They should see it in our talk. They should see it in our daily life. Not just hear it from our mouth, but see it.
Mm.
So consider our Lord Jesus. He didn't just talk this talk. He didn't even want the men to just talk this talk. He said, I'm going to teach you how to walk this walk.
And live it.
Yes, sir.
And
I
live it.
I love you, and I thank Jesus for you. Praise
no,
Jesus.
And live it. No, that's so. No, I love you too, my brother. And I'm gracious for the connection. But to live it, we got to live the life that has been sacrificed for us.
My God.
The better I get at living the life that was sacrificed for me. Oh, I know I want to do this. I know I want to do that. And I've had a lot of time to get all that done. It didn't work. Now I'm talking at the stage of 53 seasons. But at that time to say, oh, all that means nothing, but what I can do for the Lord right now, that's what will last.
My God, help us out.
I need you. You need me. You need me because I need you more. And guess what? You need me because you need me more. But we need each other because when we start to understand, it's not about who's in charge or who's the boss or who's calling the shots, but who is the head, and that being God, we can start working together.
Yes, sir.
We can start having some tag team broadcasts that it's not about who's first and who's last. It's who's ready.
Come on, preacher. Talk to me, man.
No,
talk to me.
I will preach. But who's ready?
Talk to me.
It's always, can I be the closer? Can I be the opener? No, who's ready to be in the flow of the Holy Spirit that can speak a word of truth that says, I will not leave this place the same. I am changed. I am rearranged. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. That's the decision I made, and that's a now decision. Minister Larigas, get me in touch with Chris. I love his spirit, man. I want to get both of you scheduled on one of our broadcasts 7 days a week, one day or another, but I need to talk to you. So get in touch with me. Let's do that. Minister Chris, thank you for chiming in a three-way. But we want you on your own line next time so I can bring you in and take you out as the Lord leads or throw you under the bus. I love doing that. But God bless you, man.
God bless you. Thank you guys for having me.
God bless you, sir.
Oh, yes.
God bless you.
It was a pleasure because this is what Man Up is about, us having each other, supporting each other, listening to each other. But most of it, we got to believe in each other. I believe in you.
I believe in you, man.
No, I
stay
believe in
that,
you, man.
Stay on that battlefield.
I believe in you more. No, I believe
stay
in you more.
No, I believe in you more.
All the way from Southern California, I believe in you more.
All the way from Madison, Wisconsin, I believe in you more.
All up in Kentucky, I ain't even going to throw your city out there because they're going to be like, where's that? I love y'all more up in there. Oh, my Jesus. I don't know where Chris is from. But I love y'all more.
Love you more.
Oh, Houston, Texas, you know I love y'all. Oh, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, love y'all too. Oh, my God. And Los Angeles, family, throw your hands in the air and just say, thank you, Jesus, because I love you too. I want to close with this. It's just since we've kind of been, and this, I'm not going to preach, I promise this, but I want to share this as we get ready to close. It's so important for us to really be substantiated on the word of God. And I know we've thrown a lot of scriptures out there. I want to share these scriptures with us tonight. 1 John chapter 4. This begins in verse 7. It says, beloved, talking to you, let us, no more just individual, let us love one another because the love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love.
Come on.
Verse 9.
Come
this
on.
Is how God's love was revealed among us. God sent his one and only son into the world so that we, he ain't talking about a group. He ain't talking about a big old, but we in accordance, because you got groups and stadiums and all these different things around. I'm talking about one accordance right now. That if we might live through him. 1 John 3 and 10 says, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil can be distinguished. You try to look at from the left to the, watch this. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. 1 John 3:10. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Do you say you know God? If you know God, you love. First John 4:16 in closing. Watch this. And we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love. I'm going to tell you now, read John 15 again, and you'll get a new revelation of this relationship with God and you. And
my
you
God.
With God. Before I can ever do better, I have to do better with God. I'm always trying to prove myself to people. I'm already trying to get you to clap your hands and call me a new name and give me a new title and then give me more opportunities. You know what I learned? And this is not a long time ago. But in the last 10 years, I learned that I got to learn these principles that the love of God has shared with me.
My God.
Not to share with you, my brothers. I'm sorry. I know you thought you were next, but I got to share it back with God, because the only way I can ever know how to really love is I have to be honored by God. I have to be accepted by God. I have to be received by God. Oh, no, 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 no. See, I can start loving you now because I'm not loving you the way I know how to love. I'm loving the way God loves. I'll die for you. I'll give my best for you. I'll let you shine first. That's true love. And I want to see the best in you before I ever let you go, because a true love is loving someone until you see the results of God in their life.
That's it. That's it.
Are you ready to love? Any closing words, Minister Larigas, Chris? Then we're going to bring Pastor Dwayne in our closing remarks. Pastor Dwayne, come on.
Well, I appreciate this opportunity. I thank my Lord and Savior for giving us this opportunity to share love and to share his word and to share his heart. And I want to just leave you by saying that if you believe in him and trust in him in all your ways, he won't leave you alone. He won't leave you out there by yourself. You won't be left out there in the water by yourself. You won't be left out on the ice by yourself. You won't slip and fall by yourself. He's there to slip and fall and pick you up at the same time. But you just got to trust in him, and you got to believe in him. And that trust and believe is faith. Without faith, it's not possible. Keep your faith, man. Keep your hope. Keep your love. Without love, we can't do nothing. You be blessed. Be blessed. And if you get up tomorrow, let somebody know the love of Christ, because he gave you another opportunity to show the love. Love you, my brother. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
And that is without a doubt. But you can join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 noon Eastern Time. We're going to wake up together. Wake up, get up, and move in your purpose with Pastor E. And that is a live broadcast on Facebook, and we make it available on our YouTube station also. God bless you, family.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.